Okay, so we're diving deep today into microservices architecture. Lots of buzz around this. You sent over some great stuff to get us started. So I guess first things first, are we talking like passing fad or something bigger here?
You know, it's funny. It's kind of both. The hype is real, but the idea at the core, the concept of microservices, that's sticking around.
Okay, so help me wrap my head around it. Microservices, what are we talking about exactly?
Okay, imagine you're building something huge GE software-wise, like think Netflix, Amazon, that scale. Now, instead of one massive code monster, you break it down. Smaller pieces, each one independent, almost like departments in a company.
All right, I'm kind of getting it, but why? What's the advantage of all these little pieces?
So each piece, we call it a service, it has one job, does it really well, and the beauty is you can update, fix, scale just that piece. No need to mess with the whole thing.
Okay. Less fragile, right? If one part breaks, everything else keeps working.
Exactly. Like, remember the old Twitter? Big event, site crashes, they went microservices. Now they can just scale up the parts that get slammed, like trending topics. No more meltdown.
That's clever. And I keep hearing flexibility. Sounds like a magic bullet.
Well, it's pretty powerful. No more stuck with one tech for everything. Each service can be built with whatever works best for that job. New programming language, different database, whatever.
So teams can move faster, try new things, adapt. But hold on, tons of little pieces all doing their own thing. Doesn't that sound like a recipe for chaos?
Oh, for sure. There's a learning curve. You need strong monitoring to see what's happening. Teams got to talk to each other, and the whole company culture has to shift a bit. More continuous updates, less big bang releases. It's a change.
Right, I can see that. Like going from a symphony orchestra, everyone on the same page, to a jazz band. Lots of improv, needs real skill to make it work.
Perfect analogy. And just like with jazz, you got to know the basics really well, and then you can start jamming, get creative.
Okay, so what and why? We got that. But why should I care? I'm not building Netflix here.
That's the point. The tech details, yeah, they're geeky, but the ideas behind microservices, breaking things down, making them flexible, scaling them up when needed, that's useful everywhere.
Okay, go on. I'm intrigued.
Think about it. Huge company, government agency, even your own to-do list. These ideas apply. Break it down into smaller parts, figure out how each one works best, make them resilient. It's a mindset shift.
So less about code, more about problem solving, whatever the problem is.
Precisely, and that's what's exciting. Microservices, they're just the start. This way of thinking, it could change a lot more than just software, how we approach NY big, messy challenge.
All right, I like that. A lot to chew on there. And hey, listeners, here's something for you. We talked about software, companies, big systems, but what about you? What in your life could benefit from this microservices approach? Break it down, make it manageable, something to think about, right?